This check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Our forecast for Washington's birthday today, actually President's Day, sunny, a high near 51. Tomorrow, a chance of showers and then rain after 1 o'clock with a high near 52. We'll get the details on our tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Well, the week is here. The Salisbury Winter Sports Association hosting the U.S. Junior Nationals this year at Satre Hill and Indian Cave Road in Salisbury. And for the ski jump competition, Mohawk Mountain Ski Area in Cornwall will be holding the Nordic Combined events. It begins on Tuesday the 22nd, concludes on Saturday, February 26th. Opening ceremonies tomorrow night in Salisbury. More information is available at jumpfest.org. Car owners across Connecticut may suffer a sticker shock when they open property tax bills in July. The increased demand for new and used cars is driving up the value of cars. The lack of automobile inventory is producing unprecedented increases in the motor vehicle portion of the 2021 grand list of taxable properties that towns and cities are filing now. Motor vehicle grand lists typically increase a few percentage points over the year, but high demand and short supply in the automotive market amid the coronavirus pandemic causing double-digit increases in the 2021 assessment year. This includes a jump in Sharon of 31.8% and 25.9% in Falls Village, to name a few towns. An acronym for bringing exceptional treatment to you, Betty, is a box truck ambulance retrofitted to be a mobile health care unit in the northwest corner of Connecticut. Betty already serves Sharon, and the center now brings it to Cornwall. The van only provides primary care right now, but they hope to add mental health services in the future. This is coming to Cornwall. Ridgway asked if Betty would come out on a regular basis, and they said they would try to have it available on consistent days and times on a walk-in basement. Community Health and Wellness is a federally qualified health center with offices in Torrington and Winstead, and a third site is being planned in North Canaan. Its focus is treating the vulnerable population. Primary care, dental, and mental health services are offered. Enforcement of New York's COVID-19 booster shot mandate for medical workers, which was set to take effect today, will be delayed at least 3 months amid concerns it would trigger staffing shortages, according to state officials. The striking reversal came after authorities learned up to 25% of New York's healthcare workers were poised to miss the Monday deadline to receive the booster shot to avoid losing their jobs, according to the State Department of Health Statistics. State officials will continue to work with health providers to increase uptake of COVID-19 booster shots among medical workers, including plans to make more booster doses available in healthcare settings. Roughly 100 people gathered closely around the Du Bois family resting place, sheltering each other as best they could among the frigid wind and driving snow on Saturday. Before unveiling a covered grave marker, a few family members made comments. Irving's son, Jeffrey Peck Sr., peered at the crowd through the snow, remembering his mother's presence, Yolanda D. Du Bois. "No matter how old I get, I'll always be her baby boy." Irving, the only granddaughter of Great Barrington native and civil rights pioneer W.E.B. Du Bois, died November 15th in Fort Collins, Colorado. She spent much of her 89 years continuing her grandfather's work in education, civil rights, and community building. Irving wished to be buried where much of her family rests, in the Mahaway Cemetery. Well, the 40th anniversary of the Student Open Recital is back. It'll take place this Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Meeting House of Salisbury Congregational Church. Featured will be talented young artists age 8 to 18 chosen by their teachers on technique and their age, musicality, and promise, all to encourage them to continue and pursue their musical studies. The recital is free and open to the public. It's underwritten by the Special Music Fund. COVID safety protocols will be observed, masks and social distancing. All performers love to have an audience. Some meetings coming up in our area. In Sharon, tomorrow, the Board of Selectmen at 4, Board of Assessment Appeals at 5, Board of Selectmen once again at 5:30, and Zoning Board of Appeals at 6 p.m. In Salisbury tomorrow at 5 o'clock, the Salisbury Public and Town Committee at 5:30, the Planning and Zoning Commission. Coming up in Cornwall tomorrow at 7:30, the Economic Development Commission will hold their meeting. In Kent tomorrow, Social Service Director Search Committee meets at 3 p.m. Park and Recreation regular meeting will be at 7 p.m. In Sheffield, the Select Board having their meeting tomorrow at 7 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram, a tapas menu, specials every night, interlakeninn.com. Also by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 34,079.18, the NASDAQ at 13,548.07, and the S&P 500 at 4,348.87. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.